Nearly 100,000 people have signed up for health insurance on the exchange so far, but the vast majority, 88%, are enrolled in the government-sponsored Medicaid program. The state needs to get a lot more people into private qualified health plans, or QHPs, to create a functioning market. Teresa Mosqueda and Phil Dyer sit on the board overseeing the exchange.
We should really have a robust discussion about what do we do to increase QHP enrollment, especially for those younger folks.
If we don't increase the QHP enrollment, this risk pool is going to collapse.
Without a big, diverse enough pool of policyholders, insurance companies would likely have to raise premiums. The state has just about a month to meet its goal of 130,000 enrollees in the private market. As of last week, there were just under 12,000. Responding to board questions, Communications Director Michael Marchand said he expects a big rush of signups leading up to December 23rd. That's the deadline to make a payment in order to be covered starting in January.
If I know I don't have to pay for something until December, I'm probably not doing anything right now. It's like filing your taxes, you know. It's like, hey, why would I want to do that any earlier than I have to?
One key number to watch, 32,000 people have completed applications for a private plan but haven't paid yet. Even the modest number of people who have paid puts Washington near the top among states. Only California and New York have more. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.